Good morning. 7:23 a.m. Friday, June the 9th, 2017. Yeah, I walked on the treadmill yesterday. I got tied up in the morning, and I waited just a few minutes too long before I said, "Oh, I need to go for my walk," and realized that I don't have time to do the walk because I had to get cleaned up and go to see the dietitian. So I did. And I walked on the treadmill when I got back. So I got 4 miles in yesterday. And the visit with the dietitian was well done. The official weigh-in was 177, down from 193. So, 16 pounds in about 7-8 weeks. I need to modify my diet a little bit. I'm not getting enough carbs. I need to add 300 calories to the overall daily diet. And 3 or 4 carb servings. So basically an extra one per meal. Breakfast this morning was steel cut oats with raisins and peanut butter. So that was 3. Usually I have like 1. So yeah, 3 servings of carbs. Almost 400 calories just for breakfast. And I made it last night so I could have it when I got up this morning first thing. I'll have a snack. I'll have my usual first breakfast sometime around, mid-morning, 8:30, 9 o'clock. Now we'll take it from there. So all things considered, she was going over my chart and looking at where I started. She was very, very pleased. We talked about food, talked about fruit in particular. I need to get a couple of fruit in a day. And the fruit servings need to be with meals, so that's a bit of a problem. Although I suppose I can have a half an apple. A whole apple is like 2 servings. A whole banana is 2 servings. So I guess I would get my fruit for the day by eating 1 apple or 1 banana. That's an interesting idea. Banana on my oatmeal. Maybe I'll try that tomorrow. Turns out I got one serving of fruit in with the raisins. The serving size of raisins is ridiculously small. It's basically an ounce, which works out to be about 26 raisins. A heaping tablespoon. But they have a lot of trace minerals and elements and stuff that contributes to good health. I need more carbs, apparently, because being male, I need more carbs. I probably need more carbs because I'm also working out a lot more. And while working out without eating carbs means that I absorb more fat, the other side of that is that she was concerned that I'm not getting enough to maintain good brain health. Okay. So maintenance is going to be 1,800 to 2,000. When I get down to 175, we'll call it. That'll be 18 pounds. So I only need to lose 2 more pounds. So easing it up to 1,500 calories and finding out what 1,500 calories looks like in terms of meals. I've been down around 1,000 calories a day. Not every day. But the days I go over 1,200 calories are rare. So what that means is that I need to eat, well, basically I need to eat 300-400 calorie meals and then a couple snacks of 200 calories each. My peanut butter toast is 150. 180, somewhere in there. I also need to add milk. And dairy. Doing meal planning. My two goals were to add a second walk of 1 mile 3 times a week. And I've been doing 2 miles a day plus 2 miles. Well, I've been doing 2 miles on the treadmill in the evening. And using the treadmill for days when I don't walk in the morning. So I've actually been getting a lot of walking in. My thighs are telling me about it. She also suggested some resistance training. So I started looking into that last night. Get a couple 1 liter bottles of water. Because that's a kilogram, it's a little more than a pound, isn't it? No, it should be less than a pound. Get ready, say it with me. blog post. Yeah, 1 kilogram is 2 pounds. 2.2 pounds. That would be a good weight to start with. Doing some curls and some side lifts. Also, I need to do a little more work with legs. While the legs are talking to me right at the moment, it sort of tells me that, okay, we're not quite where I need them to be yet. They do a good job in terms of large muscle groups. The walking in the morning gives them a lot of need for glucose, so it forces them to, they're some of the largest muscles, so they tend to absorb, when in use, they tend to absorb more, say, arms or abs. I need to find that, was it 20 minute ab or 30 minute plank or something. There's a program for planks. Planks are toes and elbows. They're not push-ups, you're not working shoulders and biceps and the rest. You just resting on your elbows and toes with a straight line between, straight down your back, which is in the short term not too bad, in the long term kind of painful. I could also do some of my old Tai Chi stretching exercises. I don't remember the forms. I remember some of the names of some of the moves, but I don't remember the forms. But I do remember some of the stretching exercises. Adding in a few of those over the course of the day would be quite beneficial. So yeah, in other news, I finished up the work I was doing for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. Clear the deck tomorrow. Not today, tomorrow. Tomorrow we start another 21 days of writing. My goal is 5K a day for 21 days, or when I get to the end of the book. I'm already at 23,000 words, so if I write another 100,000, that's going to be, it's going to be a good book. It's going to be a long book. I met this woman coming. She's on the reverse course. I met her up on the big street before I started recording. Hi. Good morning again. So yeah, today I've got to do some chores around the house. I got to get a few things taken care of. I got to do a little taxi duty this afternoon. And I got that one thing off my desk. So good, good on me. I need to get back into the writing groove. I need to get back into the... If I can do 5K before lunch, I can take the afternoon off. And since we're basically in NaNoWriMo mode, editing as I go, thinking too much about it, not gonna happen. Or I really need to just let it flow. And I'm looking forward to letting that happen starting tomorrow. Okay, come on. Where's my Endomondo? Okay, how did we do? Max pace, 14, almost 15 minutes a mile. Average pace, 17 minutes a mile. Good enough. And the file is just over 18 minutes. 1823, I'm at the back gate, tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, that's 19 now, with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.